Governor Asa Hutchinson calls today's Arkansas COVID-19 numbers a dramatic exclamation point to finish the week before a three-day holiday weekend. The state set new highs for both new cases diagnosed, 1,094, and test results received, more than 11,200. Washington County again had the most new cases, 215. At today's press briefing in Searcy, the governor announced that 82% of the new cases in Washington County were in people between the ages of 18 and 24. The governor says he talked with University of Arkansas Chancellor Joe Steinmetz this morning.
He understands what he's facing on the campus, and they're taking some very quick action to address that. And they have a very strong protocols in place for testing. They've been testing a large number of students, and some of those, as we can see here in the results. But he is taking some action, and they have announced today, and he shared with me, that they are banning, as a university, banning all gatherings on and off campus of 10 or more. And so this is an admonition to the students that even if you're living off campus, under the student code of conduct, you have to follow the school's rules, and there's consequences for not doing that. And Chancellor Steinmetz emphasized that they would use the student code of conduct to assure compliance and try to obtain compliance by the student.
Additionally, an email today from Charles Robinson, interim provost and vice chancellor for student and academic affairs, indicates on-campus events until September 8th are suspended, other than official events conducted by university academic and administrative units. Classes are not suspended. And the city of Fayetteville is increasing the presence of police officers and fire marshals in the city's entertainment district this Labor Day weekend for the sole purpose of educating and enforcing directives related to the pandemic. In a letter posted on the city's website, Mayor Lionel Jordan writes the city wants to raise awareness of COVID-19 prevention in everyone, but this weekend's efforts are especially designed to reach University of Arkansas students. Fayetteville's police chief, Mike Reynolds, writes in that same letter that many students arrive in Fayetteville from other states and countries and may not yet be aware of local ordinances designed to slow the spread of coronavirus. Also today, the Arkansas Department of Health is reporting a dozen additional deaths in Arkansas from the virus, bringing the state's death total to 873. There are fewer people hospitalized in the state because of coronavirus today, 401. That's down from a pandemic high of more than 500 a few weeks ago. Five counties besides Washington County report more than 20 new cases, including Pulaski County with 87, Benton County with 56, and Sebastian County with 21 new cases. It should be noted that Craighead County, home of Arkansas State University, reports 47 new cases, with 45% of those cases in people between 18 and 24. The governor says he does not expect to enact greater statewide restrictions because of the increase in cases in the past 48 hours.
Because our targeted approach has been very effective, and we want to be able to continue to do that. Whenever you look, again, let's think through in terms of large university campus. Dr. Fauci made the point that the last thing you want to do is to send all of those students home, because that really would add to the spread of any virus versus being in an environment that it is something you can put restrictions in, you can help guide the behavior to a greater extent.
Dr. Jose Romero, Arkansas's Secretary of Health, says the reduction in Arkansans hospitalized because of the virus is a good trend, but as new case numbers have increased, there is an expectation of possible higher hospitalization rates in the near future.
We don't have a model for predicting that exactly, but what we can tell you is that when we see and when we have seen increases in cases, we see hospitalizations increase. So it's only expected that in the next 2 weeks we will see more cases hospitalized. It will not shock us and will not take us by surprise.
And while many of the new cases are in younger people over the past few days, who are not as a wide demographic as susceptible to immediate damaging effects as older adults, Dr. Romero says the virus in anybody can be dangerous.
Let me point out, for anybody that is in that age group, We have seen deaths in that age group, in the 18 to 24, not, both nationally and within our state. So being young and healthy is not a guarantee that you will not develop severe disease or have a fatal outcome. And that is very important to keep in mind. You know, as young individuals, there is a sense of, let's say, invincibility, there is a risk from this infection.
The entire press briefing can be viewed at Governor Asa Hutchinson's YouTube channel.